Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Hello, welcome to the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible, the show that shifts. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter. Hello.
Hello, Michelle Carter. There you are.
Hello. Yay.
Where are you today, Michelle? I always like to start by
That's so, you know what's really weird? I know. I just realized last week I was in Huntington Beach. Today I'm in Vancouver. And next Monday I'll be in Jasper.
Jasper, so beautiful. And would you like to share why you're there?
Oh, I'm going there for my brother's wedding. So I'm very excited. So it's going to be awesome.
Listeners, Michelle is the wedding traveler. Usually she's traveling.
Yeah, apparently. I love love, so I'll just go around the world for love.
And today is also our Canadian, my Canadian. Well, you're Canadian.
I'm Canadian. You don't get to dig it.
So happy Thanksgiving to all Canadians and those who just even want to say happy Thanksgiving, because we can all use a bonus day to say thanks, can't we?
Absolutely. I'm very thankful for this show and Om Times Radio, which I really am. Yeah, no, I love Thanksgiving. It's so great. And now that I live in the States, I get two of them. So it's pretty awesome.
Yes, you're very lucky. You know what it feels like? It feels like we're saying grace before our show, and I love that. Let's give thanks.
We should do that every day.
Hopefully a lot of people do. I was just remembering back in 1997, I was down in Nashville, and it was funny. We stayed for months and months, and it was the first and only year of my life I missed. Like, I did not get Thanksgiving because I was down there for the Canadian one. And then I came back up before the American one, and it's my favorite holiday. So it was kind of like,
that's sad.
I look back and remember as 1997 as the year Thanksgiving was missing.
Well, I love Thanksgiving.
It's such a beautiful, it's an entry to the next phase of the sleeping. Oh my gosh, I didn't even mean to say that, but I'm glad I did. It's the entry to the next cycle and rhythm, which is our topic today.
That was perfect.
I know, and nobody.
Magical segue.
So our entire topic today, which is huge because there's so many different facets we can talk about, is Michelle was worded this beautifully, but you said the natural rhythm. Oh, honoring the natural rhythm of our bodies, which I love. Oh no, you didn't say bodies. You said of our lives.
No, I didn't. I said honoring your natural rhythm because I didn't. It was just honoring. It all started because I often think about how you and I operate. Like, Lisa and I are like two like weird people that live in this world somehow and make it work. But we both do things so our own way, and we do stuff very differently, but working together quite complementary, but we're so different with stuff, but totally supportive of the other person. And I was even thinking that with a friend the other day. We were talking about she was buying a choker, and she goes, "What do you think?" She goes, "Would you wear this choker?" I'm like, "No, at all. But I actually like it on you." And I was being totally sincere. I really did. I'm like, it's just, yes. I wouldn't do it. And that made me think of just when you actually honor your own rhythm, it's whatever it is. It could be stylistically, sleeping, life, whatever, it doesn't matter. But when you really, really listen to those messages, just, you know, our higher self is guiding. I talk about the puppeteers. If you really listen to that, you can just be so much happier, and you can appreciate other people for how they honor their natural rhythm. And then we kind of all, yes, we work together so, so much easier. And it's hard too, because we are in certain areas and certain jobs and all this stuff. We can be conditioned to living someone else's rhythm or whatever the rhythm is supposed to be. But I think we all have little clocks and timers and all those things. Well, that's the same thing. But we have it inside us. If we really, really listen, we can be and you're just so much happier when you're really – because it's not just as simple as like, oh, live your bliss and be happy. Like, I mean, maybe it is. But just honoring those little things. So that's why, yeah, I just want to honor your natural rhythm.
So I think there's two major things that came up there. And well, three, actually. But the one, of course, is listen. I'm going to come back to listen. But the one thing I really love that you say is, that you just shared, is when you do honor your own choices, your own patterns, your own rhythm, it is so simple to honor someone else's because mm-hmm. you no longer have fear. If we don't honor our own rhythms and patterns, that generally means that we're living a very discontent, very unhappy, very controlled or fearful life. And when you are coming from that position, from that inside core of those kind of very unbalanced and it disempowering kind of ways, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to honor someone else's rhythm. And the beauty that you even just started in this entire thing is, though you and I both honor our own, because you and I both honor our own rhythms and patterns, we are able to honor each other's. And one of them is I love, is that, as you said, it would be difficult, you know, it's odd that we can even survive in this world, but it's actually the most natural because you and I have said, we can't do the 9-to-5. We can't do the structure. Okay, we need a song. Do it in the next hour. We can't, you know, all those kind of things. So I love that you mentioned that about the choker. What a perfect example. That's a very basic thing that happens in our lives all the time. People say, do you like this? Well, it's not really actually do if I like it or not. It is, I mean, in some level, but it's because that's for validation. But the question really is, I really like this, and I hope that it makes you feel something, whatever it is in that other person. But love that you said.
It's funny because I feel you and I really match this because I think I've mentioned this on another show, but Lisa and I are incredibly stylistically quite different, but we both buy each other great gifts because we know what the other person likes. It's nothing that we would wear, nothing at all. But we're like, except for jewelry, we like a lot of that too. But it's just really, but it's so great when you know someone. Actually, I have a couple friends and including Lisa that I've traveled with that the reason why we've traveled very easily together is because, including you, you're very, very scheduled, and I'm very not scheduled. And that scheduling and my not scheduling, as it just makes it – I always have a good time traveling because I actually think of all my close friends are kind of like that. And I've went on trips with many of my close friends. They're very good at structure and scheduling. And then I'm like, whatever. But then – I know because I trust the people, obviously, that I'm around, that I know we're going to go to a restaurant that I can eat at. I know that everything's going to, because I have tons of allergies, and I know that everything's going to be fine. So then I trust that, and then we end up having a great time. And I think if we were both like me, which can be difficult because my family's like that, so
right,
it's very hard to figure out a restaurant.
And in turn, me being the scheduled one and saying, well, I know that we have to be here by this time or let's get this all fit into the day. I know I can, but then I allow you to be the one that says, hey, isn't there this really cool place around here that if we went to, I bet we could do that. And I look at my little schedule and go, we could fit it in around here or there. So you're the spontaneity. Kind of.
I love it though. I love having structure because we'll never be on time if it's with me. We'll be like, oh,
we would really never be on time for you. If that wasn't. But you know what's really cool? What I was thinking about the whole rhythm, and of course you know that because I love to look it up, I love looking things up, I love research, of course, the body. When I looked up, I was really not struggling, but in my brain I was thinking, what is the difference between a habit and a rhythm? You know what I mean? Because they're repeating patterns, mm-hmm. right? But the difference is what I really love is that rhythm involves movement, which therefore in my language, of course, I'm looking at like it involves taking action. And then I really thought about, okay, your rhythm, you know, I think of my hips swaying back and forth and I'm trying to actually get somewhere and do something. So something has to change. Something has to be accomplished. Something has to be experienced really in the word that we're kind of talking about, you're honoring your rhythm. And another person, somebody could recognize that they're not in rhythm when they are, are very three words, stagnant. Stuck, stagnant, need a shift. They need movement. They need to listen and hear their rhythm. And I love that.
You are so good at bringing that back. I love that. That's so cool. It's so true. There's no rhythm standing still.
That's so good.
There's no rhythm standing still. That's beautiful. There's no rhythm standing still. Oh, my gosh, Michelle. That's incredible. I love that. I love that.
Ah, that's a good song. We're constantly amazed. We're like, yes.
I thank God it's being recorded. One little thing too was I was really thinking about, okay, so movement, taking action, because sometimes I can get really stuck in research and learning about things and maybe writing, but maybe we can write a bazillion songs with just the words, but then we never create the music and sing it. So I thought, well, I also love comfort. And I don't like to be uncomfortable. So I thought, what would be the difference? So I kind of came up with this thing and saying, I'm listening to the smallest even things of my life to honor my rhythm when it's hard, but I still really want it. I still have the desire versus when something's really hard and I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it. I don't want to do that. That's when you can listen and honor yourself and say, like, you know, many times, like if you've been invited somewhere, you have to go somewhere or do something and you're really digging your heels in, but you're for real. You're like, no, I don't want to do this. And you really have that conviction. Whereas when you think, you know what, this is hard and it stinks and I just, oh my gosh, maybe, you know, back to my workout world, if you know, I'm like, oh gosh, it hurts, I don't want to do it, but I really, really want the results. I want the movement.
But that's a great, that's an amazing way of saying it, because that goes to real, that gut feeling, like that listening, because you can tell when something's hard. I mean, I know there's a billion times where I've been working on a song and then Pro Tools crashes or does something and I'm like, oh, I can't stand you. And then it's all, and then I think about it, but I'm like, I'm still happy that this is what I do and I still want to get through it. Oh,
we still want to get through it. And movement, see, schedule commercials, movement. Yeah, everybody listen to these valuable commercials. We'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There you go. That was movement. There's a lot of movement there.
A lot of movement. Okay, so what I wanted to say, back to what you were saying, that there's so many, because I know the feeling, there's times where stuff gets so frustrating and you want, but you're still like, you're like, but I'm happy, like even with this being like you know, want to punch your computer in the neck, which my computer doesn't have a neck, but there's lots of times I want to punch it in it. And then I'm just like, but I'm still so happy that this is what I do. And then there's other times where you're just like, nope, nope, nope. And you can feel it. Like there is, but that requires listening though, because you, when you're in like a jumble or too busy or too crazy, or you're like listening to everybody else, You can't listen to yourself. And, you know, our bodies are giving us messages all the time. And most of those messages are coming through. They could be physical, but a lot of them are feelings. And it's like, if you listen to that, we can differentiate, even if they do feel, it doesn't mean, you know, doing something you want to do isn't hard. Things, you know, having a baby is hard. Mm-hmm. Labor is hard. Like, you still have to go through some difficult stuff. But yeah, it's those feelings that totally
result
and guide you through
that. I'm so excited. I want to go like three places right now, but I will pick one. I'm picking one. Okay. I'm picking. So many things, like, our body gives us messages. And the cool thing is okay. So upon researching, because I'm so excited to find out, oh my gosh, the word rhythm just inspires me so much. I think that's where this, when I am very committed to this word, I was like, what? I need to know everything I can. And then it sends you on this beautiful, beautiful journey of all these other words. When they,
such a wordsmith, I love it.
This is a neat thing that they found out is when, okay, so if you think about a habit, you're doing a habit, you have to learn it first, right? So something brand new, and you're really focused, and your brain goes into focused mode. That's what it does. The brain waves are in that focus, alertness. Is that a word? Alertness? Alert. Anyways, you're very alert, and you're learning. And then it becomes a little easier. You're like, okay, this is familiar. I know what to do. Your body has a little bit more, it's more choreographed, and it's making sense. And then you start doing it without even thinking about it. Now, the result, the reward of doing it and learning it is now over. So now when you are on a habit, like in a habitual way, you're doing this and the reward, you're very comfortable. You're like, I get the reward. I know if I drive this way, I can get coffee. You know, then you get the coffee, you're there. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think about it or search for it anymore. Now, the movement and the rhythm comes when it's just done in this very, very casual and like a synchronized swimming kind of way, like it almost is mesmerizing, but that's like the brainwave patterns that are going on. And that's where you actually now start, when you are in rhythm, it means you can now actually, your brain is ready to accept learning something new. And that's where all your brain synapses, like that's where you grow your brain. This is where you become comfortable and expand yourself. And whether you're getting messages from beyond or you're getting messages from your own heart and electromagnetic field to say, here, go this way, do that. I love learning the whole process of that. That's how we grow. It's by becoming in rhythm that we can allow for expansion, for newness.
Wow, I love that. And the best part is that, and all the listeners today will be having completely different experiences on what rhythm is to you. And we talk a lot about that, obviously, on the show about individuality. But like that, what you just said, never heard that before. Like, I'm like, whoa, mind blown. That's amazing. I would have never thought rhythm like that. Because to me, rhythm will be, of course, I always go, rhythm is very musical, and that's how I just love that you just said that. I would have never thought that. That's amazing. I was thinking about rhythm.
Yeah, rhythm is comfortability too. And how rhythm is comfortability.
Oh,
I remember you, as a musician, how many times have you commented or recognized or noticed, I don't mean in a mean way, like a judgmental, but notice that somebody does not have rhythm and they're clapping off the beat and they're singing all over the place. And you're like, oh my gosh.
But yeah, you're like, what? And then someone else won't even hear it. They're like, what? And
I'm like, how?
Right.
How did you not hear that?
You know what's funny, you're though? Like, last night, thinking of different personal rhythms, we just arrived in Vancouver, and then we went over to Mike's house, to Mike, who was a guest, good friend Mike.
Mike Solomon.
And then everybody was making, and it was amazing. So we were making pizzas, and how the four of us all made different pizzas. And it was really funny watching how everybody made their pizza. Like, and there was tons of, like, Mike made this incredible spread. And so there was like this little bar of delicious things to put on the pizza. And so it was funny watching, because I was thinking a lot about rhythm and how we all do stuff differently. My pizza was made in 2 seconds, and it was piled and huge and covered and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. And then the other pizzas, like, I remember one girl, she's like, how is that done already? That was 2 seconds. I'm like, oh, that's how I do everything. I just go big and I do it fast. And it was just really funny. And I realized how much time, and like, it took so long for the other pizzas to get made. And there's nothing good or bad about that. But then I started saying, I'm like, oh, it's kind of how I do everything. I don't know what time I'm going to work on anything, but I will get super focused, do that one thing. And then it's, I was like, I end up getting a bunch done, but I do it at weird times. And then I just get this mono focus. It's, I do the same thing about shows. I do it about, it's the way I do everything. And I used to want to fight that and be like, oh, I should be more like this, but I'm like, but I'm not. So it's like, yeah, when I started honoring that way of being, and it didn't matter that it's different, because really we're all different, but we can all seamlessly be together. And all of us ended up making, yeah. And I think there's lots of times that I didn't.
Right. And that's what, yes, that's what I want to bring back to. So if some listeners out there right now are thinking, yeah, because when I do something, it's how I do it and how I seem to do it, but I don't want to do it that way, then there's something you want to find out. Are you judging it? Are you, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe you should take more time. Are you rushing because there's something that's preventing you from enjoying the experience? Maybe there are self-limiting beliefs to say, if I take two, or maybe there's a competition, not you, but one, it might think, is this a competition that I'm rushing through things to get done because I don't want to be left behind, or I want to be the first one to do it,
or
like I'm just trying to, or
and it could be none of that. It could be being just who you are. I think that's the difference here. Cause for me,
no,
there was
I'm
none of that.
If they don't feel comfortable. No. That's what I mean. So what I'm saying is somebody is not comfortable with the way that they do things. And they're trying, if there's something that people are doing that they're not comfortable with, but they seem to do it all the time, I was trying to help them identify some things that might be coming up for them. And if you do feel good about no, then you just continue doing it because that's your thing. That's like, you're already doing, like you're continuing to do the
but
thing.
But some parts
are very
accepting.
Aware.
And some parts are accepting that instead of fighting it. Like, I think that's the thing, is because we are all different. We're very conditioned to be the same, which is absurd. None of us look the same. None of us do anything the same, but we're conditioned to be the same. But the thing is, the whole point of that is that, my pizza was massive. Like, it was piled high. Like, it was just about as tall as it was wide, which is classic for me. I have to go so big with everything. But the point is, all our pizzas got in the oven at the same time. We all ate our pizzas at the same time. But it was just, aww, it was very interesting watching everybody do things so differently. And I think, and I was aware of it too, and that it's no judgment how any, like I loved watching like the artistry that was, because I thought mine looked good, but it looked good in a delicious way. But it wasn't necessarily, and then watching the artistry and like the thought to each thing, like, because to me, I'm like, I'll just throw on a ton of this and a ton of that. And then like so many peppers that like I'm crying because it's so spicy, which I do all the time because I'm a little extreme. And it's, but that's okay. And there's lots of times in my life where I fought that and I'm so much happier accepting it. And it, because the thing is, you can fight, sometimes you can fight stuff. I think when you're fighting your natural rhythm, you're trying, you could be judging it just because you're trying to be like somebody else. But when you really honor yourself, actually, one last about this is that my mom said, pardon me?
Oh, no, go ahead, yeah.
It's just one last thing, because my mom said, of course, you know, I talk about Willie Carter every show, but she said, it was like, because I talk a lot and I have a big mouth, and one time she said, she was like, but you have a big mouth, you talk all the time, and you sing, and she's like, that's your biggest gift, even like sometimes your biggest, and it also can be a negative quality if it's not channeled properly. But she's like, you've been given all this, so that's your biggest gift. So she's like, so you honor those parts.
Aww.
And like anything that can be, if stuff's out of balance, it can show up as negative as well. So it's like you can take that same trait and turn it into a positive. Because, you know, talking too much and being all crazy, that can be really bad out of balance.
Right. And, you know, the neat thing is that a lot of times, I'm going to take this into the rhythms of life cycles and patterns right now, is bedtime. First of all, we do have the circadian rhythm, and I'm gonna match this with what you were just saying about how you do want to honor these things. So I am very respectful to myself that I enjoy sleep, I need sleep, I love sleep, and if it means I need to go to bed earlier than anybody else or wake up earlier or do anything like that, I really learned to honor that, and it requires me to really have to stand up to other things and say, and set my boundaries, not to say no to somebody. I don't mean like, oh, I got to say no to that and no to this, but to really honor and really love my boundaries. Like actually today, I love that. First, I have the courage to say that I I thought that this universe is forcing me to need 8.5 hours of sleep. It's that I really enjoy, because I do a lot through the day, and so I go, I really honor that. My brain needs this. And while I'm sleeping, I get so excited to sleep because I'm like, oh, look what my brain's going to do. It's going to do its little, like, when you see the road, the big loud, my cats hate it, but the big street cleaner, and it has a little, like the brushes that swirl around and clean, like, into the gutter. I always imagine like a little machine going on, which there is. It's actually the fluid that's doing that. Your brain shrinks when you're sleeping, and it can only happen while you're sleeping on your like laying down, by the way, everybody. So your brain actually shrinks so that it can clean faster. It's very efficient, and this fluid comes up. And I imagine all these things. So I know when somebody says I can handle maybe one night, late night a week or something like this. But honestly, I really have to stop and consider and think, I know how my body will feel, like what the rhythm of my body will be the following day. And I really enjoy the rhythm of my body. And I know that by altering it, I won't enjoy the next day as much. So I really want to honor that for myself and say, I'm doing something, it is going to be late. I think, you know what, though? This I really enjoy. This is expanding me. This is making me feel good, filling my heart with love, all those things, right? And I think that sometimes that's the listening part of saying, I mean, this sounds like I've gone through a big discussion in my brain. Am I going to stay or not, like for half an hour? But no, it's happening in about a second. You know, you're making that decision. And it comes with being present and aware and knowing what the reward is for either whatever you're choosing to do then or not, or preventing from later, and giving it the attention and the commitment that it needs to those things. So expanding this, if somebody, well, you can to go into the biology things later, but I know we're going to go to commercial in a minute. But it's just the same as if somebody's in a job and a career that really makes them feel out of rhythm. They're always feeling disoriented. They're always feeling not connected or unhappy. These are things you do want to sit back and listen and say, what is it about this job or career? What is it specifically that's really throwing me, that's not making me feel good? Is it I'm not allowed to speak? Is it I'm not sleeping? Is it, like, find out what it is for you that you're not able to honor your rhythm in that. I know the commercial's coming. To wrap that up.
No. Like, either dog
on the
commercial or do. There you go.
Oh, wait,
I love that.
Okay.
What you said, though.
Let's talk about the moon and the tides when we come back.
Oh, I bet I just hooked everybody there.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
really neat over the commercial just happened, and I wanted to say this before we get into the moon and the fun salt stuff, because you don't even know that I want to talk about the salt. But I want to share with everybody, I do, yes, I absolutely live in Canada, and it gets very cold in the winters. However, I really struggle to wear shoes, socks. I have to say socks that I've had as like a young teenager, because I really don't wear them. And so earlier today, we're into the fall, and it's kind of cold, but it's not cold. So I thought, oh, you know, I think I'll put a pair of slippers on for the show. And I got so frustrated just now. I was like, get these off my feet. I was freaking out. And I realized that just before we went to commercial, I'd asked listeners to say what it is about their career or job that maybe that they're not honoring that they could listen to that bothers them. And one of my biggest reasons why I could no longer work for somebody else in like a job position is because I had to wear footwear. And that was one of my driving things to say, I have to work for myself because I can't wear, there's no way I'm putting even socks on, let alone shoes. So that was just one thing, the two things actually about what made me step out on my own. In 2006 was when I really, really said that's enough. I can't even do it for
it's
a little
so
bit.
Like
I
was great. Very,
and it was, I wanted to eat when I felt that, I know I've mentioned this on the show before, everybody's going to think I'm 1,000 pounds, but I like to be able to eat when I want to eat, when I'm honoring my blood sugar levels, when my brain is saying you need to fuel up or not. And that was one major thing. And I didn't want to be felt guilty for always eating or not eating and footwear. So those are my two deciding factors to step out of my own in 2006 and completely change my life. That was it. That was my career life change. No shoes and eat what I want.
And see, you know, some people would be like, oh, tough, like suck it up, wear shoes.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's so great because it's super weird, but I love it. Like, that's why I love you, because you're like, you're odd in all the best ways. Like, actually, even last year, I went to go see Lisa, brought a massive suitcase, like a stupid big. And I had like maybe 3 outfits in there for 3 days, and I had 7 pairs of boots, and not little boots, high boots. Like, I love shoes more than anything. Like, for me, even right now, my suitcase is all boots. And I was like, well, you need a different pair of boots every day. Who cares about anything else? But it's just so funny, and you honor that. And I feel the same way with jobs. Mine was kind of, so I don't like being told what to do and when, and having to be somewhere at a certain time. Like, that for me is like why I had to be self-employed. I'm like, I hate having to be somewhere at a certain time and being told what to do.
Only you want to listen to your own, which you really do. And that's the thing is, and we will talk about the moon, but bringing it back just to that physical side of things, if we really went through all the categories, I'm going to list them right now. When we talk about our own rhythm, like we're human, we're spiritual, you know, little floating around, but we've got this body anchoring us here. And we do want to be very compassionate, listening, understanding, but we have sleep, we have hormones, we have body temperature, we have hunger, we have the mental alertness, we have our moods, stress levels, our heart can help us. Oh, ready for this? Our blood sugar. And my favorite one, immunity, our immune system, all of these. They have that rhythm, and we get those messages from the brainwaves, from everything, from our light, the light, like sunlight, and darkness. Like, that tells us when to wake up and when to be sleepy. And those things really go through such an altering state. Women, we know this every month. We go through all those up and down changes and shifts, and there's a rhythm to this. And, oh, I'm going to jump into womanness for a second here. One of my girlfriends was she was texting me, and she was so frustrated with this PMS business. And she says, what? Grateful and thankful that we have these cycles, that we get to experience so many different changes, and they're so unique and so natural. So anyways, I don't think she was like, bah.
That's a nice way to say that. But you know what? Maybe if she was, because often any type of, because we're not supposed to really have like PMS and those type of things, but if we were honoring more things, maybe that's a symptom of, if we were honoring other things, those might shift and change, because often we get reactions and headaches and all those things. Anything, I'm not talking just about like hormonal stuff, but I mean everything, like any type of, not disease, but dis-ease is because that could be part of not honoring a natural rhythm as well. And then those things start to clear up, and sometimes inexplicably. Like, I've had so many sicknesses in my life that when I do like the kind of mental work on it, all of a sudden it will just shift. And it's amazing how, if you really, again, it always goes down to listening to yourself.
I like,
and it's
that
really,
you use
really
the word
hard
shift. Over cure. Yeah, I like that you said that, and over healed or cured. Shift. Shift is a perfect word for that, and that's really
but you
what a great expectation.
But you can't heal yourself. I mean, yeah. I've been a prime, yeah. Speaking back to shoes, we've talked about on other episodes about like when I had my back injury, I was 26, and I was told that I would probably limp forever. And I was like, absolutely not. My motivator, and this is ridiculous and vain, but doesn't matter. My motivator was I was not limping on stage, and I wanted to wear heels. And so, and I don't limp, and I got better. And that may sound ridiculous. So it's really important to not listen to, you've got to listen to yourself first. It's important to talk to other people and all those things. When we have all the message and guidance we need, it's hard because we live in a very information bombarded world, and you know, you can get information on anything. But I was talking to my mom about that the other day. I was like, every single thing basically contradicts itself. So you need to find something that works for you. Like if you read something and you're like, wow, that speaks to me, that message is for you, but that may totally not speak to someone else. Like when you want to hand a quote to someone, they're like, I don't really feel that. And then some people are like, I needed to hear that today. So it's just all that is connected to honoring a natural
and the
rhythm.
And the thing is about, we talked about rhythms. My favorite thing to think about cycles and rhythms, of course, is the moon, which I love the moon. And I just think it's so neat how we see it at every stage and every, some people love the full moon. Some people like when it's just like the sliver waxing and waning. Some people just love all those. And like, there's, I didn't realize there's still, this is a hunter's moon coming up on my birthday, actually, Saturday.
I was just going to say, like, what day is it? It's your birthday.
It's actually on my birthday. It's crazy, the 16th. So I don't know if I like the word hunters, but I'm looking at hunter as in a hunter of great experience as opposed to death, but killing. But a hunter, yes, yeah, on their way to look. But so back to the moon, sorry. The moon and how it affects even our waters, our oceans, the tide, and how I learned more about the tide than I could have thought I'd ever learn for this show, because of course I got on my little path of what does this mean and what does that do and why does the moon affect saltwater, seawater more than, you know, freshwater? I was all over the map with this one, literally all over the map. And what I loved knowing was that can affect, that we're water. We're made up of so much water, and that affects us inside even. So what we may like or be drawn to or attracted to one day or 1 hour or quote, you know what I mean? Then it could change and that by that afternoon. It could change by the next day. So sometimes even if you're caught in this really
I love
sadness,
that you said that.
Yeah, like at a shift, right? But the shift really is for real. The shift is a change in the rhythm. You finally got it. You finally got the rhythm. Or you finally, maybe you were on a rhythm and everything's good, and then you fell off the rhythm a little bit. You got off the beat. And that's, but just know that you can so quickly, because our bodies are so reactive and our spirit is so reactive. Yes, quite quickly. I bet you have a story about shifting quickly. I can feel it.
Oh, it's daily. It's daily. Well, because I've gotten better at doing, because, you know, when I was young, I felt like my singing teacher used to say to me that I was like a young thoroughbred. And she's like, you can do all this stuff, but I needed to be tamed. And I feel like, not, she didn't say those words, but it was, right. I still kind of feel, I definitely felt that in my 20s, that it's like I let my emotions rule me all the time, and I felt so much all the time. But part of it, and I was scared. I know I've said this before, but I was definitely scared of being calm, because I thought calm would mean I would lack passion, and I thought calm would mean I would lose all the goodness in me. So I liked the things that I liked, all the ridiculousness of my personality, but it came with another very difficult side to me. But I figured I had to, that's just how it had to be. And so, as I've gotten older, because of the tools, which I'm reminded all the time, my mom's constantly, use your tools.
Yay, Willie Carter.
And I do use my tools, because it's helped me exist so much more in this world. And for sensitive people, this is not always the most easiest. I don't think for a lot of people this is the easiest place. But it's helped me because I have, like, when I feel a feeling, like, overcoming, I'm like, okay, first of all, first question is, you know, is this mine? Like, am I feeling this for, I'm attracted, like, you know, some very sensitive people can be quite empathic. So sometimes you're not feeling your own stuff. And when I was younger, I'd just be all over the place. But now I know, because it still happens. Like, you know, you figured you're like, oh, I got it all figured out. And then something happens. You're like, I so don't have it figured out. And now if I get one of those, if I'm in some place or whatever, down place, I know that I can shift quickly. I do use Ho'oponopono a lot. And I do use our songs. I try to think of something that will shift the direction. And we've talked about this before. Even if you are shifting the direction, even by 5 degrees, even by 2 degrees, you're going in a totally different thought place. And so it's
the trajectory is completely different.
Yeah. And I talked about, it's funny when you were talking about the oceans, I always think, because when we were in Ocean City, we went swimming every day and the break was huge. Like when you were in the break of the water, it was like, bah, like full chaos. And you're getting smashed down and it's insane. And I used to think that was body surfing. And my brother was like, you're ridiculous. Like you don't, it's getting trashed in the water is not swimming. But I was like, oh, but this is what it is. I realized when you get past the break, you just float on the water and you just let, it's just, and all you have to do, and that over the break is like a tiny, it's a foot away. And that's what we did. I thought, and we'd be floating in the water
like
and
floating
like actually talking about all this. Well, it is,
like
yeah.
Floating.
You can float down the river.
Yeah, floating's the rhythm.
What's going with the flow, going with the flow. And don't we all know, every single person listening knows when you stop resisting everything, and start being like, okay, this may suck at this moment, but there could be a reason for it or whatever. When you start just flowing with it, it's like being in the ocean, because I spent so much time in the ocean this summer, I was constantly reminded of the power. Like the ocean can, water can just, I mean, you can get smashed and crushed. And it was like a foot over the break and you're like, oh, I'm okay.
It's just,
I just have
that,
to float with it.
Sure.
And I think that's natural rhythm.
When we come back, because you so just brought this up about being empathic and is this my rhythm or somebody else's? And you know what? We have to talk about that. It's super important when we come back.
Oh, yay.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Okay, phew, I was almost like, I don't think I can hold the story in any longer. No, I don't. So you really brought about, is this my energy or not? Is this my rhythm or not? There's two very important things I want to share with listeners here. One does have a story. It's very quick and easy. I was out walking the cats, and
there was one of my neighbors. I don't normally talk to them or anything, but they were there, and it was so over like all empowering, all encompassing of my own energy, because they were upset. They were really upset. They're sitting on the porch and they're upset. And I couldn't tell at first. Like, I was like, oh, I don't want to intrude, but I don't want to let them suffer on their own. It was like really breaking my heart. And so I stood there for just a second. And I just said, are you okay? I didn't say, are you right? Do you need anything? Or what's going on? I was like, are you okay? And they stopped, completely dead stopped. Like, oh my gosh, somebody asked me if I was okay. And you know what was really neat is their whole rhythm of what they were in, my whole rhythm, that connection just there of me honoring to say, I want to know if you're okay. And that means you're valuable. And you maybe need to ask yourself, are you okay? Maybe you interrupt that pattern, like that rhythm. And you know what? There didn't need to be a conversation past that. He just kind of looked at me and he was crying and he said, yeah, I'm okay. And you know what? I could feel that entire shift. So when you say about 1 degree or not, sometimes you don't need to go on this full-blown explanation or even sharing, but just to reach it and say, I have this rhythm and it's working for me right now. And maybe your rhythm, you know, maybe you need a little help. Maybe you are falling behind the beat. And with that, I want to say there's a big difference between honoring somebody else's rhythm and then starting to dance their rhythm. Had I gone over and gone right into it, like, oh my gosh.
It says I have been that person so many times.
Right.
I'm like, I don't even know how to foxtrot, and I'm doing this right now.
right. And this is the problem, is that sometimes we are so, I have done this with best friends, and I've seen best friends do this in their relationships where they're in a great mood, but then their spouse isn't. So that, well, you know what, they came home and they were in a crappy mood, and now I was like, well, why are you now? Like, I'm not saying it doesn't affect you, because we're all feeling things, but just everybody please be very careful and ask that, whose rhythm is this? And first of all, do I like my rhythm? Do I want to stay on my rhythm? Is this somebody else's rhythm? Do I like the rhythm? Do I want to get on their rhythm? Do I not want to be on their rhythm? So there's so many rhythm questions of ownership here to be asked.
Yeah.
About that.
I love what you said about flexibility though, early. You didn't say the word flexibility, but you said that you may feel like something 1 minute and then that changes. So like, you like what you said about the rhythm changing. And I think that's so important for people to remember that you're not just one, we're fluid all the time. And so I just wanted to say that again before I forgot it, because I love it.
Fluid, ocean, tides, water. I love it. Oh, and everybody.
Thing is, we're all water.
We are so much water. And if you are dehydrated, you will not, first of all, we need the hydration, we need the electrical current. Like, we need water, we need salt, we were going to talk about salt, we might or might not. But it's so important to stay hydrated. And one of my friends just actually, I'm just getting over a cold, but somebody else noticed, oh, there's a bazillion people have cold. But anyways, what does this huge, I always say to people, when your throat gets dry, you know, if you still have your tonsils, everybody, that's a major, major lymphatic system right there. That's like your immune system working at its best for you. If it gets dry, it gets sticky, and those little germs stick to it. I'm doing a little cold prevention here. And if you talk a lot like I do, it's so important to lubricate that, make sure it's not dry. And so one of the things I'm saying is water. If I used to always say, when you keep that, go with the flow, all that stuff about water, you are better able to allow things to roll off your back, to go through you, so you're not stuck. If you're feeling kind of low, depressed, upset, angry, go get yourself a lovely glass of beautiful, clean, filtered water.
Oh, that is true, though. But that also gives you a shift. Any, you know, like that change of movement, like when you're in your head or something's happening, that's good advice. Mm-hmm. I'm so going to do that. That's great. So simple. It's like, I got water, and then it's good for you.
Also, sleep too. But when we're sleeping, we can get dehydrated. So you want to drink in the morning. But the thing is, say you stay up really late, you are using up way more water. So your brain isn't getting, again, back to the brain. I love the brain so much. I think it's such a cool thing. But that's, again, with the water.
Pretty awesome.
In our last segment here, the couple things that I want to bring up about cycles and rhythms and all those kind of things. The top thing, I was looking at the stages of life, let's say, or things we do in our lives that can really throw us off rhythm. And they're very common. And you actually might or might not have experienced them, but because you just flew, jet lag. And then we have shift working. We have the daylight when it does its little, you know, the fall, spring, all those things. But then we also have when we change the clocks back ahead or another. And the biggest thing too is moms, as you just talked about, sometimes Well, you were talking about giving birth and it being hard, but we get through it. But that's a big sleep, a sleep changer, a schedule shift as well. And if I was thinking about all those different things and what's going on, that's our body and that's how our physical self can express. But then I thought, okay, our souls. We talk about our souls having dreams, right? We say, oh, it's my my dream. My soul really wants to do this. And then we also talk about awakening, the soul's awakening, right? So we have souls that dream. We have souls that awaken. But do we ever talk about the soul sleeping other than going dying? Like, what about the sleep?
Hey, the I've soul? Never heard like, this. This is, yeah.
This is new. I thought about this one. Like, well, besides dying, I mean, can't our soul just have a little sleep? Can't it just repair and rejuvenate and reset, like, without dying? Like, the soul sleep.
I don't know. This is interesting. Sleep? This is a full, like, I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that. I don't know, but I like it.
I know.
I like that it's mind-bending.
What would your, okay, right now, I'm going to ask Michelle. Michelle, if I would offer your soul an activity to do, to repair itself or rejuvenate or reset, what would your soul, what would your soul kind of say?
This doesn't make like any sense, but like my gut feeling just says thing. And I know that's, how, and I know I'd be like, my dad used to always say that to me. It totally rings true. My dad, I've mentioned this before, but I'd have like a meltdown. And then my dad would be like, did you sing today? And I'd have all these excuses of why I didn't. And he goes, go sing, call me later. And they hang up on me. My parents were, they did a lot of hanging up, it seems. They didn't really hang up, but they'd be like, snap, oh, yeah, go sing or something. I always make it sound like they hung up on me all the time. They absolutely didn't, but I deserved some of my meltdowns, fully deserved not even answering the call. But singing, and that's so weird that you asked that, because I woke up this morning and I'm like, I need to sing a lot more. And then my my friend Chandra is at Desert Trip, the big thing right now with the Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd and everything in the desert. And she sent me this video of these twin singers that it was insane. Like, it was so inspiring. But like, why? I was singing that this morning. She sends me that video and it's just, and it's not even words. It's just like singing and it was insane. And it was so inspiring. And I was like, well, hello message. And so it's just funny that you asked that question of all days.
Well, hello,
today.
Matthew.
And that's, yeah, it's just, and it's amazing because that's something absolutely controllable, you know. I sing basically when I'm talking all the time, but hello.
Well, I
but
have,
I mean, like, real singing.
I have a request now
for
you.
What would yours be? Okay, I'll take
it. Well, first, before, super request here. I think that I would love to hear your next, not next creation, but one of your creations be the Soul Sleep Song. Let's do a lullaby for the soul.
Yeah. I love lullabies. And we met over lullabies.
I know. Lullabies. Oh.
Everybody needs their own. Yeah, someone's doing custom baby tunes. What was it? Sleepy baby tunes. Like, I have the best business.
Sleepy baby tunes. Exactly. And they're so sleeping. And you know what's funny? So I think
what would yours be before it's done? I want to know.
Wow, this is not going to be a shocker. It would be, seriously, I'm so peaceful and restful, and I'm just laying down beside the cats when they're calm, finally, and the sun is beating down on us. That's like my soul has gone to sleep, for sure. It's like, oh, I'm so happy, I'm so comfortable, and in my own, or looking at, watching, like, little animals, looking at their fur and stuff. I think I'm obsessed with more animals. But I think, because when I'm away, remember when I was waiting
for feel that way around my
a day?
Too.
Remember I was awake for the whole day? The whole day. I was actually gone a day. And I said, I think I'm going into animal withdrawals. I haven't petted or talked to an animal in so long. And I wanted to pull over on the side of the road to talk to a cow.
Oh, my God. That's so cute. But it's, you know, last night I had been away from our cat for, I don't know, 3 hours at this point. I was looking through my phone showing my new friend that I had just met about 50, maybe 100 pictures of the cats doing the same. I'm like, oh my God, look how cute they are. And I kept going, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She goes, no, I love this. I love this. I'm like, it will keep going. I will not stop. And then I saw pictures of Charlie. And then I was like, look how cute he is. And I'm like, this is insane. I've been away for like a couple hours. And I'm like, oh, I need like pets around all the time. So I very much understand that.
Oh, I love it. Well, we should ask the listeners. Yeah, soul sleep. So we should ask the listeners to Facebook us and message us and let us know what would be your soul's
sleep activity, or that's a weird word, sleep and activity. But
it's just funny. Sleeping. Well, that's what's funny about it. But maybe I would have never put this in those words, but I understand where sleeping, because you mean like rejuvenation or something that, so it sounds, soul sleep, it sounds like an oxymoron, but I like it though. I think it's, because I've never heard
it before. It's a repair and reset. Some people will say yoga, biking, marathon running. I mean, definitely activity filled. Mm-hmm. And finally, I got to see a video, which is so random, on, I don't remember, one of those social media sites. And I say it like I'm a foreigner. Social media, to the planet. Social media site where they were massaging a dog's face. And he was just like relaxing and his ears were flopping. And then at the very end, he does this big yawn. And you are mesmerized just watching this. I believe it was a golden retriever. He's adorable. Getting his face massaged.
I love golden retrievers.
Animals are the best. Animals teach us so much. Well, where did you see it?
I wonder how they repair.
Oh, it's so, well, because animals are awesome and actually listen to their rhythms. Like Amy, my cat, sleeps. Ben thought something was wrong with her because he's like, she slept all day and like she's a princess and she will be all crazy when she wants to, but she has to be on the best pillow. And if the pillow's in the wrong spot, like if the bed's not made, she'll just sit and stare and meow. And she goes, I don't live in like this. Are you serious? And then make the bed with her blanket there and then her pillow. But that cat has her own rhythm of amazingness. But she,
and I love
animals,
you
listen
honor
to
it
themselves though. Yeah, well, they, she's do a princess. Yeah. She's the boss.
Well, and as so everybody, please either 432shift.com, email us, let us know about your soul's repair, rejuvenation, reset, sleep, or just pop onto our Facebook page, 432shift. That's where we are, and we'll see you next Monday. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Bye.
Bye.